بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home in last night's Taraweeh Salah in Surah Az-Zumar which is in the 24th Juz there is one particular verse and then a passage that follows thereafter wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the regret and the lament that a person will have in the hereafter if he had fallen short with regard to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, the verse in question, the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says that the greatest verse in the Qur'an is Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, till the end. And that verse which is Aktharu Farajan, that verse which contains the greatest amount of hope for a person, is this particular verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that قُلْ Say, O Nabi of Allah, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Who should you address? Who should you speak to? Say, O my slaves who have oppressed themselves, who have transgressed all limits, have passed all bounds in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have transgressed against themselves. In other words, they have put themselves on the brink of destruction. What should you say to them? What message should you pass to them? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope, don't despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا And then the reason is mentioned, that verily Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Why? It is Allah's attribute, Allah's characteristic, Allah's quality, that He is the most forgiving. And He is the most merciful. So this verse contains the greatest amount of hope for us, for those who have wronged themselves, who have broken the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned an amazing incident behind this particular verse. And this is mentioned by many mu'arrikhin as well. When it became necessary for Sahaba radiallahu anhum to make hijrah from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, then they were three individuals who had discussed and planned to make hijrah together. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and with him Hisham bin As and Ayash bin Abi Rabi'a radiallahu anhum. So they had sat and planned and discussed how they would eventually make hijrah. And eventually it came to the night before they were to depart. And they made an agreement that we will meet at a certain place tomorrow. And they also then said to one another, that at a certain time, whenever you reach this place, if anyone from the three of us is not here, then understand that there is something that has held him back, and he will not be joining us, and therefore whoever is here, whether it's one or two of you, should then continue. The next day comes, Umar radiallahu anhu reaches the place, Ayash bin Abi Rabi'a comes there, and they realize that Hisham bin As is not here. And they wait for some time, and they realize he is not coming. So they leave, they depart, and they make their hijrah. And Umar radiallahu anhu then says that we would think to ourselves that definitely he was held back and perhaps the Quraysh had stopped him, but he should not have succumbed to them. He should have fought, he should have been brave, he should have been courageous, and he has been tested with regard to his deen. La nara lahum tawbatan. People like this, we don't think Allah will ever forgive them. Remember, at that time it was fard, it was necessary, it was an obligation to make hijrah from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. So he says that we were of the opinion that Allah would never forgive these people. And those who had been tested and they were unable to make hijrah, they also were of the same opinion regarding themselves, that Allah will not forgive us. We did not engage in a fard action and we did not have that courage to make hijrah. We allowed ourselves to be held back. Therefore, we don't think we would ever be forgiven. Some time later in Madinah Munawwara, this verse is revealed. Umar radiallahu anhu hears the verse. He says, كَتَبْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ I then wrote this verse down myself and I sent it to Hisham bin As in Makkah Mukarrama. When he receives the letter, he opens it, he reads this verse, he goes to the outskirts where he is in seclusion, he reads the verse again, he ponders over it, and he says that, I did not understand the message Umar was sending for me. So I made dua to Allah that, O Allah, grant me the understanding of this verse. And then the realization dawned upon me that this verse is addressing me directly. That, O those who have wronged themselves, In other words, you allowed yourself to be held back. Of course, we cannot question his sincerity. We cannot question the strength of his iman. But for that particular time, he was held back. And perhaps the pressure was very great on him. And here Allah is saying, لا تقنطوا. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You can still make amends. You can still rectify matters. And Allah will forgive you. He says, when this realization dawned upon me and I understood the meaning of the verse, immediately I prepared and I got into my conveyance and I joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, who was the brother of Hisham bin As, he was asked later on, that tell me, between you and your brother, who is better? Who is greater in iman? Amr bin As is a well-known sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he answers and he says that, see, both of us presented ourselves before Allah. In other words, we went out in the path of Allah, we engaged in jihad, we sought martyrdom, and all I can say is Allah accepted him, he hasn't yet accepted me. So Hisham bin As was then given shahadat, he was martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse was applicable to him, but likewise it is applicable to all of us who may have wronged ourselves, who have fallen short with regard to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration of Musnad Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have been given such a verse that I would not desire to exchange the entire world and whatever it contains for this verse. Such great hope that it instills and inspires in the ummah that I would not exchange this for the entire world. And likewise we find not only in this verse, but we find great hope from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have been fortunate enough to visit Medina Munawwara, and Allah take us over and over again, will find one narration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inscribed very close to the Rawdah. As the person is walking down from Babu Salam and preparing to reach the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will find a very inspiring hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein he mentions, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati. My intercession is specifically for those people from my ummah who committed major sins. Not those who were loyal to me, not those who had my sunnahs in their life, but the hope is for those of us like myself who have committed major sins, who have gone against every law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my shafa'at, my intercession is reserved for them. So when we look at these ayat, we look at these ahadith, then it is impossible, inconceivable for us as ummatis to ever lose hope. One narration, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the importance of this verse, one person asks him, that, O Nabi of Allah, what about a person who makes shirk? He ascribes partners to Allah. Is there any hope for him, or should he despair? Nabi alayhi salam remains silent for some time, and then he repeats, thrice he says, Ala wa man ashraka, ala wa man ashraka, ala wa man ashraka. Even that person who associates partners with Allah, but provided, of course, he must make tawbah, he must not leave this world as a mushrik. But even a person who currently has ascribed partners with Allah, he's making shirk, he's calling unto someone besides his creator, he also should not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That incident is mentioned, or an anecdote, that a person was worshipping an idol for many, many years of his life. And every day he would chant out and call, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, which means, O idol, O idol, O idol. And one day, slip of the tongue, and he says, Ya Samad, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he hears a voice from the unseen saying, Labbaik ya abdi, that yes, O my slave, I'm at your service, what is it that I can do for you? This is the hope that we should have in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have been hearing throughout the month of Ramadan, the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, for us to never ever lose hope or become despondent, even if so many days have passed, so many nights have passed, and still I feel it's not clicking for me. I haven't yet made sincere tawbah. Still I don't feel any joy in my ibadat. The month of Ramadan is almost over. And perhaps I won't make it this Ramadan. Maybe we'll see next year or some other big night will come. No, we should not lose hope. We still have a chance. We still have time remaining. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.